recording, is it? Yeah. So,
did I draw it for you?
Mm-hmm.
No.
So what? Ownership of what you are doing.
Us.
That's so. It. So when we talk about, I think the battery is dead, yeah. Right? Okay, sit down and keep your camera. Oh, that's a low battery. I have to buy a better one. Okay, so let's think about this. We share our story. And the, one of the things that we learn from sharing our story is what? We have to be honest with ourselves. You tell the truth, exactly what you did. You're not lying, but you are not speaking it. In what? In what form?
In writing.
Your form. In fiction form. So, you know how you can tell a story? So you tell your story by drawing it. And then when people see, they make a guess out of it. So when I say talk to your friends, we wanted your friends to, even though you are not speaking, they look at it and then they can say, make a guess. This is what the person is doing. This is what the person is doing. You understand?
Yeah.
So now, move around and you can record everywhere, from every angle. So now you're the professional. So, what is he doing? What is he doing? Tell me. He's playing on my camera. That's another way of being what? That's I like that, but yes, what do you think he's doing?
He's recording us.
He's recording. So when he's recording, what is he trying to do? Yes?
Record.
Just record? Yes?
Record what we're doing.
Let's connect it to storytelling. When he records what we are doing, the next time when we watch it, what is it going to be? When we watch the video that he's recording, what is it going to be? It's going to be our what? What story? You see that? You see he's recording. She's will be recording. I think we have to connect. We should be able to have a. We have a computer, laptop. We can connect it so we can watch.
Yeah, I had asked Mr. Heflinger to bring one in.
Yeah. So next.
They have them bring one in.
No. So next week we can. So that we can.
Yeah.
And we can have access to the internet, right?
Yeah. So I had asked him because the last time.
Yeah.
He wanted to look up a map and.
Yeah. So if we can have access to that, we watch our own story.
Yay.
So now there's one thing you have or you all have to learn. When you travel or whatever you do at home, if you have a camera, take pictures. When you see pictures of your grandma or your granddad,
yes.
What does it tell you? It tells you what? It tells you what? When you see a picture of your grandma, what does it tell you? Yes?
They have a life story.
Life story. What? If you watch TV, the TV you watch, the news, is what? It's somebody's story.
What?
When you watch TV, it's somebody's story.
Like
the story is about stories of the day, or stories of the politicians, stories of people doing business. You understand? So everything is a story. Yeah, now you understand.
Yes.
You understand what you are doing. So we have two ways. We have learned two ways of telling stories. Drawing, that is picture. You draw. So your illustration that you are doing right now, the drawing you are doing, is one of the ways of telling your story. The other way to it is teaching us how to tell stories. You see, instead of drawing, it's recording. Another way of telling your story is to speak. You speak and people will listen. Another way of telling your story, this is another way of telling your story. Yes? Let's think about it. What are some of the ways to tell your story? Yes? Have you forgotten? Yes?
Ask it out.
Ask it out. I like that. Acting. You can ask your story and then it's, yes, drama. When you go to, you can act it out or you demonstrate how you want to tell your story, right? Or you go to, there's a problem and people, there's a social justice issue and somebody will just, they do a drama about it, bullying. So, okay, I want to demonstrate something. Somebody should come. I need a volunteer, come. Now, say something to make me angry. Yes, just say something to make me angry. I'm laughing, but... Okay, you can't say it, so I'll say it. Ah, did you buy your shoe from 99 cent store? Huh? You got a 99 cent store shoe. Come on! You're very cheap, man. Just tell me something, too. You see, I'm putting him down. You understand? I say he bought... His shoe is not 99 cents. But the moment I say he bought a shoe from 99 cents store, that means I'm disrespecting him. I'm telling a story, but I'm degrading him. So that is bullying. So we are dramatizing how people bully people. They see you, they look at your face. Oh, you, excuse me to say, oh, you're not beautiful at all. You're not handsome at all. That's bullying. Right? They tell you, oh, you from Mexico? Oh, no, no, you're not supposed to be in America. That's bullying. Oh, you this, oh, you from this country? No, you're not supposed to be here. Oh, you don't speak English very well. That's bullying. You have to respect your friend. Everybody who they are is good. So that is what we call social justice issue. You look at what the problems in the community and you tell stories about it. Right? Thank you very much. You're very smart. I like that. Okay. So now, you tell your story by acting it out, like what she said. There's another way you can tell your story. To you personally, how will you tell your story? Now, with all that, there's another way you can tell your story. Now tell me. Yes? Some people are not spoken today. What are some of the ways, another way you can tell your story? Yes, I know. Sit down. I would like to talk. Yes?
Shows.
Okay, how? How do you tell your story? Okay, now, let me look at this way. You get a camera. Oh my God. You see, we have video camera and we have still camera. Are you recording?
Yeah.
Yes, stay focused and record the whole class. Yes. You see, he's telling the story, but if you don't tell it well, people will not understand. So that's why you have to take your time. And then another way of telling this story, I can ask somebody to do something. Who knows how to write very well? You can spell, do everything very well. You can spell. Okay. So can you write exactly what happened from the time you began the class and write everything in your book? Can you do that? You write everything. When we came to the class, I say everybody move around, sit down, this. You see? Writing is another form of writing, telling your story. Now, if you look at the back, you're not gonna write. I'm just telling you. But it was a demonstration for you to know that you can tell your story by what? Writing it. Right? Now open your book and tell me something that you have written in the book that tells your story. Yes, open. First page, yes. Any story that you have written in a class. Now, let me show you. And for example, look at it. I want to see something. Okay, if you look at here, he has B, T, C, C, B, B, C, X. What do you think is that? What do you think that is? What story is this person telling you?
Drumming.
Yes, drumming story. Right? He's telling that the drumming story. So everybody can take your book. If you give it a caption, the person will know that this is the story you are telling it. So instead of playing the drum, the same thing that you say on the from your voice, it can be played on the drum. So you use the drum to do what? Tell your story. She said you can act it out. But you can also use the drum to do what? Tell your story. You understand? So now we know There are so many ways of telling stories. Another way of telling stories, tell your story, is what? If you go to, how many of you know what a newspaper is? You ever seen a newspaper before?
Yeah.
What is in a newspaper? Tell me.
Words.
What?
Words and pictures.
Where? Yes. If you take a newspaper, you know what? Next week, we're going to discuss about how they tell stories in newspapers. Right? You just get a newspaper at home and then go through everything and find something to come and tell me that when I took the newspaper, I saw this. Read as a unique story. Some newspapers are for the whole city. Some newspapers are for some small area. Some newspapers are for, it's for the whole world. It's the same like TV. The TV stations, some TV are for only Brooklyn. Some TV are only for Queens. Some TV are only for Bronx, Staten Island. And some TV is for the whole America or for the city. And then there are some TV stations to test for the whole world. It's the same like the newspapers. So when you are telling your story, are you telling your story for only your class?
Yes.
Every story has an audience. Whoever reads your story or listens to your story is your audience. Everybody say audience.
Audience.
How you pronounce that? Audience?
Audience.
Audience. Whoever is, I'm talking to you, so you are my what?
Audience.
I'm the narrator, right? So, whenever, anytime you start drawing or doing something, you have to think of, if you want to tell your story, you have to think about your audience. What story am I trying to say? You understand? What story am I trying to say? And do they want to listen to that? So you have to tailor your story to meet the expectation of what? The people who want to listen to you. You understand?
Yeah.
Right? So everybody got a story. The exercise we did today is that everybody got a story. You understand?
Yeah.
You all have stories. I didn't draw your things for you. You drew it yourself. And you, upon all the 10 days, you selected one thing that represents what is important to you. So we just don't tell stories just like that. We tell stories that are very important. Repeat after me. We tell stories what? That are what?
Important.
Yes. Stories that are very important for us. That's what we say.
Yes.
And every story should represent the best part of you. You understand? Yes?
Yeah.
You see? So, you're going to the bathroom. That's the story today. Right? Right? You see? Everybody got a story. So, when you go home, if you go home today and your parents ask you, what did you do at school today? What do you think your parents are trying to ask you to do?
Story.
To tell your story. So every day our life is a story. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm going to tell my story on the ground.
Wow.
It is easy. The same way you drew yourself about what you were doing, create your own beat to tell your story. Now you understand? Right? The same way I didn't force you to write your story or draw your story. So it's like you're going to create your own beat to tell your story. So let's do an exercise. Everybody, tell your story. You don't have to play so loud, but you are the one telling your story. So do it. Yes? Yes, do your story.